outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Man, it doesn't show signs.
So excited.
I know. And this just, is your dream come true.
Yes.
Weather-wise.
Yes. I love it when it's 90 degrees in the summer and everybody, it's too hot. I love it when it snows in the winter. It's too snowy. I like this a lot. So, you know what? Nick Allard, our buddy over at Cairo 7. I got to touch base with that man right now.
The Big Lead. Top story.
As you know, I talked about this yesterday. I heard Ursula say that as bad as the snow was this week, it could get even worse what is coming. And I said, no, as great as the snow was this week, it could get even better. I refuse to demonize snow. I love this. Nick Allard is meteorologist at Cairo 7 News. Hey, Nick, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. I'm glad to hear a positive spin on this.
Why do people, because when it's 85, 90 degrees, I hear people demonize that it's too hot. Sure. I love 90-degree weather. And then when we get snow, I hear people demonize. And I don't understand why people decide that extremes are horrible. I love them.
I don't know about the extreme part, but I can tell you this much. Day one in my house for a snow day was a magical experience. I mean, I was at work, but my family had a magical experience. Day two was, good Lord, what are we going to do? You know, so maybe that's part of it. The first day it's super hot. You're like, oh, let's get outside. Second day, like, the fan's not enough. Maybe that's it. Okay. I don't know.
I just love it. Okay, so, but I know I get all these angry emails from listeners when I say I love it. I can't win, Nick. That's the bottom line. The one thing I try to be cheery about on my show, and I get hammered for that.
Too. Just stay consistent. Just you do you.
Okay.
You do you.
Okay, so how giddy and excited am I going to get in the next 24, 48 hours?
I think pretty excited.
Okay.
You know, oftentimes, right, the computer models are kind of like, oh, yeah, it could be snowy in Chehalis. It could be snowy in Bellingham. Here, it's like it could be snowy all over. The one thing I'll say is, like last storm, this will sort of work in bands, and so you all have a chance, everybody does, with the cold air in place, to see snow, and I think a lot of us will start to see it, say, in Seattle or even Snohomish County late morning into midday. So by Seattle tomorrow, probably between like 1 to, you know, 3-ish, we could see some snow pushing in, and it will stick around. I mean, you'll have heavier bands at times, and you'll have some pockets where it's a little bit lighter, and it should get heavier as Friday goes on into Friday night into early Saturday morning. And we've been going with a total in that, you know, 3 to 6, 4 to 8 inch range for a lot of places, with the potential, like we saw the other day, I guess that was Monday. Wow, it feels like a very long
week. Yeah, it does, yeah.
With the potential to see some places closer to a foot, because there could be some isolated spots with some convergence zone activity. There could be some spots where a band just sits there a little longer compared to what we originally thought. But the bottom line is, I think everybody's going to see some snow from this.
And then I heard you, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, say, and then another wave Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, are we going to get that too?
It looks, the past couple model runs, especially the European model, have put a lot of snow over the area. But the UW model, which I'm leaning more towards, has some, but most of it heading south of us. So right now, most of my attention's on this weekend, but I have noticed that it's backed off on the lot between Monday and Tuesday. That could still change a little bit. I'm still going to keep a chance for snow in there, but it doesn't look as widespread as what we originally thought.
Okay, and then the other question, because there's only one thing that could ruin this for me, Nick.
Okay.
And that's if the power goes out, which is more likely if there are high winds.
Yes.
And I heard that particularly up in Whatcom County, but even down here in Snohomish King, that we could get sucked there, too.
So the other day, Monday again, when this happened, we had 58, 60, 70-plus mile-an-hour gusts for parts of Whatcom County. And I think you have that potential again, because it looks like it could be just as strong. And I remember being on the air. We did, I don't even know what, 9 hours of continuous stuff, I think. And I maybe say an hour six, we were getting gusts in Seattle in the 40-plus range. I think 40-plus is more likely for most of us. But I do think Western Skagit, San Juan County, Western Whatcom County could all see gusts in that strong range again. And we'll more than likely have a high wind warning for a good part of the day later Friday into Saturday, while the rest of us would probably be at wind advisory levels or lower. So it will be windy, but I don't see it as an area-wide wind event.
Okay, because that's the one thing.
Yes.
If it's just snowing out and I'm by the fireplace. My wife and I are watching The Americans on Amazon Prime.
Ooh, what season are you in?
We just watched episode one last night.
Shut up.
Of the first season.
Dude, I would love to come. That's one of my all-time favorite shows.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
I envy you. It's like somebody saying they're just going to sit down and watch Breaking Bad for the first time.
I texted my former producer, Jake, who's a screenwriter now, because I thought of him because I thought the writing was so great. And he said, oh, man. He said exactly what you said. He said, I would love to watch episode one again and not know what's coming.
I actually did recently watch episode one again. But I'm a nerd, though. I mean, I've seen The Avengers 68 times. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but my point is...
yeah, sorry. Back to the point.
If I could just watch that by the fireplace with snow falling outside, I'm 100 on the happiness scale. If the power goes out now,
different story.
I'm a zero on the happiness scale.
I agree. I have a feeling, you know, most of us won't have that issue. You can never count on a limb coming down, or you can never really forecast that part of it. Because, you know, some of these trees still have some snow. We had some really good melting, thankfully. But, you know, some places kept snow, some places kept ice. And so that sort of thing, it's just out of our hands. But I don't think wind at this point would be an area-wide issue. But, you know, there is always that potential, especially north, which is a problem because they're going to be the coldest. But I don't think most of us will have that issue.
Okay, so your forecasts are snow is a certainty.
Yeah.
Wind is meh. And my wife and I are going to love the rest of The Americans.
Oh, I'm so happy you get to watch that.
Okay.
Yes.
All
that
right.
And did you know, by the way, this is a complete side note, did you know that I went up in the Blue Angels this year? I am so happy right now that I got a topic about The Americans and I got to bring up the Blue Angels. Whew, and scene.
Nick Allard is with Cairo 7 News. Nick, it's always good to talk with you.
Don't worry, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, man.
See ya.
There goes Nick Allard. So.
There's someone who wasn't laughing about that Blue Angels joke.
It's not funny.
I know.
I'm
he doesn't realize how much of a sore spot it is.
I'm not like those radio sports hosts who who laugh at everything. If something's not funny, Ursula.
I know.
Daddy, don't laugh.
So true.
Oh, man.